The Electoral Commission says it is procuring 23,000 verification machines to be used on Election Day. It adds that it will also embark on voter education on the use of the machines before Election Day. A member of the commission in charge of Upper West, Haja Sedaitu Maida, stated this at a training workshop for representatives of registered political parties at Atwa. Regional correspondent Swala Abdul Wahab, tell us more about the program. Swala, what's the rationale for the workshop?
But the workshop is organized by EC in collaboration with the CFID and CAP Governance Council. And the rationale is to build the capacity of representatives of political parties on the inbuilt integrity of the electoral process. And this workshop is under a project known as Enhancing Credibility of 2012 Elections.
Are all the political parties represented at the workshop?
We have a lot of representatives from both major and minor political parties, including the NDC, MPP, PPP, TPP, PNC, the other minority parties. And the attendance has been very, very encouraging. And what the EC officials have been telling the participants is that the training workshop is very important because we are going for polls in December this year. And the participants are being trained so that they will also in turn train their party polling agents to be able to perform their roles better than they used to do, so as to enhance the electoral credibility. In fact, the member of the Commission of the Region, Haja Sedaitu Maida, explained that the activities of the party are centered on three main areas. And she mentioned them as publicity, the know-how, and the value of orientation. She explained further that the publicity aspect has to do with what the EC intends to do, how it will do it, when it will do it, and where. And she also explained regarding the know-how as giving a practical experience to the electorate, and she cited an example of registration and voting on election day. And then on the issue of the value of orientation, she explained that EC tries as much as possible to give available information to political parties and other stakeholders to disabuse whatever negative perception that they might have about the commission. So they open their doors to all political parties regarding whatever they do. And they even disclose that the next program for the political party representatives will be a visit to the East Strong Room in Accra.
All right.
Where everything will be laid bare for them to see.
All right. Thank you very much, Swala Abdul Wahab. That's our Upper West Regional Correspondent, Swala, briefing us on a workshop.